So today we're going to talk about, do a little bit of a masterclass on the science of making millions. I apologize for the quality of the audio. I'm actually in Australia right now and just finished speaking to a live audience and everybody was complaining I hadn't done a podcast in a while. So in the interest of speed of implementation, from the moment that I come up with an idea to the moment that I implement it will determine how successful you're going to be. So that's exactly what I'm doing. Just got off stage literally 10 minutes ago, went straight to my room, took my iPhone and literally pressed the record button as well. And today I want to talk about the science of making millions of dollars in your business, whatever business that is, investing, properties, products, services. And I know the word millions has become such a cliche, right? It just sounds so get rich quick, when the reality is if you earn $422,000 a year in the United States of America, it's actually lower in other places. You're doing better than 99% of the people. You're top 1% income earning. But the barometer of success is really, am I making a million, right? And it used to be $1 million net worth. Now it's $1 million a year. Interesting fun fact is that there's over 10,000 people in the United States of America that are worth nine figures. Yet on Instagram, there's 25 million. So that's the irony is, the reality is most people are trying to fake it till they make it rather than acting as they belong. So welcome to the JT Fox Podcast Network. Normally I interview celebrities or billionaires, the world's most successful people, but today I'd figure I'd give you a masterclass and would love to get your feedback if you want more of this type of content or for me to go back to interview some of the world's most successful people. But the first thing you understand that making millions is not an art, it is a science. And there's too many people who wing it. They don't have a strategic approach to it. They're more tactical. They're more sort of reactive rather than proactive. And so I want to go over some of the fundamentals that I believe that first and foremost, if you ever want to make millions in anything, you're going to first to realize that the most important thing is time. And it's not about time management. It's about energy management. What does that mean? Well, it means that everyone is focused on the to-do list. A to-do list is very, very transactional. And it's sort of like, how do I make money? How do I grow this? What do I need to do to make money? And that is the first mistake in the science of making millions. You need to be asking, well, not necessarily a to-do list, but you need to have a to-be list, because you must be before you can do. So you have to start with the end result. I want to make $1 million a year. It's very simple. You take that number and you divide it by, 12? That's 87,333. You take that same million, you divide it by 52. It's 19,333. Take that same million divided by 365. That's $2,700 a day. And now you got to do the math. Okay, in order for me to make $2,700 a day, or if you're in properties, how many offers I need to make, right? How many people do I need to sell? But now it's not only just how many people I need to sell, but how many leads do I need to generate? So if I close five people to get 2,700, well, how many leads do I need to create? So in order to close five people, I need to create 50 leads. You know right away, in the science of making millions, if I don't generate 50 leads a day, I'm not going to close five, I'm not going to make 2,700, and it doesn't get me to a million. Now, full disclosure, are we talking about a million revenue or a million profit? Obviously, you have to do the math based on those calculations as well. That is why the fundamentals of the science of making millions is, number one, 70% of your time should be spent building and monetizing relationship. Because when you look back at your success, it takes one person, one deal, and one opportunity to change your life and your business forever. And too many people, and the problem is that everyone here obviously wants to network with people that are more successful than them, right? But you need to ask yourself, what value do you bring to people that are more successful than you? Because every time you pitch someone, it's always buy my product, buy my service, buy my investment, buy, me, rather than how much value can I add to you? Meaning, do you buy their products? Do you contribute to their charities? Do you introduce them to people that's successful? And the mistake that a lot of you is that if you ask any successful person, what can I do for you? They will all say the same thing as I've said many, many times, I'm good. Why? Well, because you think that your time is valuable. So if you take a very successful person and they average $25,000, let's say an hour, whether awake or sleeping, and you're worth, let's say, $50 an hour. If you want 15 minutes of your time is not worth that much, right? You think it is, but it's really not, because you stand more to gain from the relationship than that person does you. That's why you have to really give 100 times more without any expectation. And many times you might give to people that are more successful than you, and they simply will not reciprocate back. But that is why I use this podcast. And I have used this podcast. Yes, there's a lot of people that listen to it, and it's a great podcast, but I have used it as a beacon to build relationship, to add value. Because when I interview people, right, to on my podcast, it's like, rather than just messaging people, hey, I want to do business, I want to buy and sell companies together, I want to buy real estate deals, let's partner on project, let's have you come to my event. What ultimately is happening is they probably wouldn't respond back. But now I'm saying, how would you like to be on this show? And we've had Pacino, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, this billionaire. They're now like, okay, well, I'm getting my story out. I'm getting my message out. I'm adding value, right? And by adding value, right, I end up coming on the show. It's a phenomenal interview. And then we end up doing business together in some shape or form. And it all started because it's not about financial capital. It's about relational capital. So your job, and another point is that you can literally spend, literally spend, you know, 10 minutes a day commenting on social media, commenting on other people's posts, sharing their content, right? And eventually, not just one time, but consistently, and people will notice you. And I do that every day. That's another way. And it doesn't cost you any money to comment, to share. Now, a lot of you often will share your, other people's quotes that really, you know, you're never going to do business with or some for. And they're probably not noticing it, rather than sharing maybe a post or a quote from someone not as well known who will notice because they don't have as much of a big following. And eventually, you ascend the ladder, right? And sometimes not just building the relationship, it's infiltrating circle of influence, circle of influences. So that's an important part. That's why 70% of success in building a relationship is relationship. And that is why all over the world, I do it all the time. Number two, 20% is marketing and branding. Marketing is the engine of your business while branding is the fuel. The biggest mistake in the science of making millions is that you outsource the marketing to people who don't know your customer, they don't know your investment, they don't know your product, they're not even millionaires, and you expect them to make you millions of millionaire when they're not millionaires themselves. The job is for you to come up with the ideas, for you to understand the psychology of your customer, the psychology of what they're thinking, their feeling, their objections, and like that, and get marketers to implement ideas. That is why many of you that are watching this may not be making millions of dollars yet. And if you have, it's because you're a hard worker, but you don't have a scalable business. So get implementers. So I spent a lot of my time coming up with marketing, ideas, content, ways to add value. And finally, we talked this before with the science of making millions. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And if you say, how much money do you make a year? You're like, about or around, you've already losses. You can't say, well, I haven't filed my taxes last year. You cannot scale a business. You cannot scale a business unless you know your numbers. I need you to know your numbers, the exact profit, the value of your time. And by the way, it's a decimal, okay? Your exact profits, your exact revenue. And if you're a left-brainer, this is heaven, knowing your numbers. If you're a right-brainer, it's pure torture. And I happen to be more of a right-brainer. I don't like numbers. I just do, and it works out. But I have a team. My CEO, Francie, looks at every decimal, every number, and then we make small adjustments to there. So now we're going to talk about a little bit more detail about the science of making millions. And obviously, I could literally spend 25 recordings. So I'm basically doing a test. And if you like this content or you want more of this content, I need you to give this a review on Apple. I need you to leave a review so that way I can read. So I'll know, hey, here's a person who listens who leaves a review. Doesn't cost you anything. It takes a few minutes. It helps me out. Helps me get bigger guests so that you can learn and be entertained. And if you're on Spotify, if you can press the like button, and if you can share it to someone, that would be, it would mean the world to me as well. So let's get started to the science of making millions. Number one, you need attention, okay? attention in this world. And I don't mean by negativity. And we've become a world where people are saying outrageous things. They're saying crazy things. They're saying over the lines. They're attacking. And by the way, that may work to some extent, but you start taking a lot of bullets back. And it only takes one bullet to kill you, to cancel you. And it takes, as Warren Buffett, a lifetime to build a brand. Okay? A lifetime to build a brand. And literally, you know, 5 minutes to destroy it. So I'm not a fan about that. Now, could I be more famous? Yes. But I've kind of realized that I am become, because there's different levels of branding, right? You have expert, authority, celebrity, celebrity, authority. The expert learns from the authority. So for example, if you say, hey, I'm the law of attraction, you're an expert in it. You didn't constantly come up with the concept. But if you come up with a concept called the law of taking action and how the law of attraction doesn't work, you are now an authority because you came up with your own space, your own concepts. A celebrity is a celebrity, right, as we know it. But what we want to become is a celebrity authority, right? Branding is not about being famous. It's about when people think of your product, your service, they think of you, or they click on your ad first because you are a celebrity authority. They might not know you, but it's also called perceived value, branding. So the question is, what kind of attention are you getting that's going to attract investors, right? Viewers, listeners, prospects in such a crowded marketplace where everyone is over-exaggerating, everyone is the best, everyone's a millionaire, everyone is nine-figure as well. And I know you care and I know you're nice and all that. Everybody says that. So that is why the fundamental process of the science of making millions is a USP, a unique selling proposition. The other one, science of success, which is, by the way, I'd say 99.9% of the people are not doing what I'm about to doing, and I've been doing this since day one. Why? Because my coaches coach me on this. We all need heroes, models, and coaches, and a lot of you are not being coached on this particular kind of subject, and the idea is called enrollment, right? So how many people, right, do you get to invest with you if you're an investor and looking, raising capital? How many people do you need to talk to buy your product? How many people are you speaking to before they buy your product, your service, or whatever you're offering? And so this, so for example, I had 10 meetings, I closed two. I met 100 people and I ended up closing 8, right? If you know the numbers, what happens is you can start basically dissecting. What am I saying? What worked? What didn't work? Why did I get this? What happened? Because most people are not consistent in their matter of selling. They're just kind of winging it. And sometimes they do things that work and then stop doing it. And sometimes people keep doing like the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And that's insanity. So the question is, how do we get that? So how many like pitches per meeting do I get? That is where you start being strategic. No different than watching, you know, a football tape or soccer or hockey. Look at game tape and looking at yourself. And I would give you a little secret. If you can record yourself in the sales process and listen back and dissect what you're saying, how you say it, how you overcame the objection, you'll actually get better. But how many people here did that, are doing that right now as we do that? And I know what you're thinking. Oh, I don't have time. I don't have this. I don't have that. But you're probably not making millions of dollars a year. And if you are, say, okay, well, how can I make $10 million a year? That's the science of success. Okay. The other one too is, how long do they stay your customers, right? The empires are not built on acquisitions of new customers. The science of making a million is LTV, lifetime value. How many people bought again, right? Came back, because the ultimate is anybody can sell anything one time. Can they invest with you twice? Can they buy with you twice? So that to me would have made a very, very, very big difference in the success. Okay. So I want you to start sort of looking at that this. Also too, one of the big part of the process of the art of making millions is really not having your script and regurgitating it. It's consultative sales. Right? You're not going to be measured in sales by the answers you give, but the quality of the questions that you ask. And the same thing why I've been able to attract so many people and build so many relationships with the podcast is because of the questions that I ask and how I ask them, okay? And then also you got to do, which is a very interesting marketing fact, right? And most of you, your business is based on referrals. Any business that's based on referrals, that means you are good at what you do. Bravo. But you don't have a business that's scalable, predictable, and consistent. So one of the numbers you need to know, the science of success, is what is my client acquisition cost? How much does it cost me to acquire a client or investor compared to the revenue of the average client? Okay. Sometimes this is where the numbers come important, because you can know, is it a break even? Is it a loss leader? What's a lifetime value? See, so many times people who sell fashion online, and especially when they're not well known, they actually, if they take a look at the cost per click and the cost acquisition, they don't make money on the first lead, right? People click on the ad, they check it out, then they spend more money retargeting, and sometimes they'll break even, but many times they're losing money on the first sale. They're just hoping that you're going to buy again, give them their email, and that's why they'll give you a 10% discount on the first order, because they want to be able to have their email or your cell phone to remarketing. See, what you need to do is you need to start taking a look at other businesses, other opportunities, because something that is common as dirt in one industry can have the effect of an atom bomb in another. And one of the things I'm doing as you're listening to this, if you want me to partner with me, if you want to buy and sell businesses with me, if you have real estate deals, or you want me to fund your company, or hey, you'd like some free coaching, or you'd like me to brand you, this is why I do this. I'm going to give a lot of value, and I will double down on that value if you go into the link in there called jtfox.com/links. It's Fox with 2X, and the link is in the comments section, jtfox.com/links, Fox with 2Xs, right? Take your choose. You want to meet some of my celebrity contacts? You want to meet some of my billionaires? You want my network? Whatever you want. So you, my job is to entertain you, add value, but ultimately I'd much rather do business with you or you do business with some of my amazing clients. That is the purpose of this as well. And that's what people often forget. And then you need to do in the science of making millions is clients and bottlenecks. You need to assess what are the bottlenecks, what are the dissatisfactions, what are the complaints, and try to identify, right, the patterns and practice that can be resolved or avoided. Because when somebody is wowed, they tell maybe one or two people. When people are unwowed, they either disappear or tell everyone they know, okay? And so then the most important thing in the science of part one, because I'm going to do more than one part, of the science of making millions is this. The most powerful word in business is the word wow. And the best way to get on what's called a quick start relationship is try to create a memorable experience for your clients, your partner, right? Or just give them the wow. And hopefully when you're listening to this podcast, you're like, wow, this is really good. Great energy, great enthusiasm. I'm even doing hand gestures, because I want you to know that this 17, 18, 20 minute you spend listening to this, that you listen to it again. Because your brain is like a leaky bucket, and you got to keep re-listening to that over and over and over and over. And here's the thing too. If you take care of your clients will take care of your success. They'll take care of your bank account, right? And they'll take care of your future. Wow them. It's the most powerful word in business. But the word unwow is the biggest killer as well. So that is part one. If you like this and you share it and you comment, and so, also send me either an Instagram message or a QP message, qp.me, I own the app, and can send me a direct message there. Tell me what you think. And if you like this type of format, I'll do a lot more. If not, I'll go back to the interview format as well. I'm gonna appreciate your loyalty. Share this, like, share, comment, review. It would mean the world to me as well. The science of making millions is a science. We'll see you on the next podcast. And also strongly recommend you listen to some of my past podcasts and interviews. They're going to blow your mind away. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for being amazing. We'll see you on the next show. And the next show will be dependent on what is it that you want to hear. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.